the purpose really was to record something of the early days of Doomadgee and other places where the Lord has led us to work for him. When I was a little girl, I went to a congregational Sunday school, and they used to have a tea meeting very often, or I suppose once in every few months. And one time they had a magic lantern, a great event, and pictures were shown by a missionary from the London Missionary Society of the pilgrims going down into the Ganges to have their sins washed away. I can remember now that the sight of these poor things, hundreds and hundreds of them going down into this filthy river to have their sins washed away. The other thing I remember, it was the same night, they sang Jesus Wants Me for a Sunbeam, and they put the verses on the screen. A little girl in a blue dress standing in a field of poppies, and then the verse of each hymn. It was so beautiful because it was in colour, and that was 70 years ago, more than 70 years ago. However, that was the first time I had heard about missions. And then through life, later on, the Lord showed me other needs. And when I was about 16 years of age, I helped quite often in the Sydney City Mission down in Harrington Street. One of our neighbours was a missionary there, and I was very happy in helping and thought maybe the Lord would allow me to serve him there when I got older. I had been taught to pray and had been taught of the Lord at my mother's knee, but it wasn't until I was about 16 years of age that I came to know the Lord as my own personal saviour through the witness of a girlfriend. And I think from then on I wanted to serve him because of all he had done for me. One dear friend prayed very much that the Lord would send me to China, but he never made that evident to me in any way. Neither did he make it that I should serve him in the city mission. But through another dear friend who had gone to serve him in Colombia, I somehow heard of the work among the Aborigines in Australia. And at another friend's place, I came on the magazine Our Aim, which spoke of missionaries working in various places giving the gospel to the downtrodden people of our own land. And later on I made application to the AIM to serve as a full-time worker, and I was appointed to Baramba Mission, which is now Cherbourg in Queensland, and there I worked for a year with Miss Campbell. It was a time of very deep experiences for me, a time when I learned to know the Lord, a time when I found how lovely it is to win souls. Of course, we worked against the powers of darkness, but the Lord used these experiences just for that present time and for the days that were to lie ahead. I just remember one experience there when I was speaking about hunger. One time when we had no food for 4 days, but in that time the Lord gave very great spiritual blessing, and one witch doctor who had been very much against the gospel, done all he could to hinder it, he came to the Lord, and in a wonderful way he went on to serve him. So I learned that it's a costly work. So I learned it was a very blessed work when I saw these dear dark folk turning aside from sin, receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as their saviour and going on to serve him. And the witness of some of them, so wonderful. Previous to that, I had worked for a short time with a very lovely little lady down at Yass, and there I saw just what sin and degradation these dark folk of ours lived amongst, because they lived on the edge of a town and no proper homes. Well, when the government put proper homes for them, they, I'm sorry to say, chopped out the floors for firewood and all kinds of things like that. They just had no value to them. They were much more comfortable, really, living in their little huts and sleeping and living on the ground. But they were subject to dirt and drink, and their conditions were very, very unhappy, very unhygienic too, of course, and they just lived in squalor. My heart just went out to them. At Bulamba, they lived under very much more civilised conditions because they had mostly houses to live in, and being under government supervision, they couldn't chop the floors out. Some of them, however, lived in bark huts and all the rest of it, and there was at one end of the settlement a leper colony, four little huts where they lived there. Later on they were sent away to Peel Island, but they were isolated, and it was a very happy time altogether. It wasn't all hard. There was lots of rewards in the work, lots of rewards in seeing the Lord work among the people, and lots of happy times, especially with the old people, very gentle, lovely people. The old people were unspoiled by white civilization, and they were very, very lovable. I must tell you about old Polly, because it was a very lovely thing. I was speaking to Polly one day and about praying to the Lord for our needs, and I said, "Polly, you understand Father up in heaven, Father?" She said, "Oh, I savvy, Mrs. I savvy. I yabalonga him, Dada, Dada." And I just thought that was the most beautiful thing I'd ever heard, a little child speaking to its father. After I had made application to the AIM and been accepted, I met one of the workers, Len Akehurst, to whom later on I became engaged, and at the end of 12 months I left Bulamba to marry him, and together we served the Lord at Mitchell in southwest Queensland, where he'd been working for some considerable time. We worked among a people there who lived in huts on the riverbank in what they call an open camp, and we were privileged to form a church there where the people met in a very simple manner to praise and worship the Lord and to have a communion service, which they understood something of, because they were perhaps, we say, on the fringe of civilization. Some of them had been to school, mostly half-caste people, and whilst we were there, our first son Frank was born, and it was great excitement, this little white baby that they absolutely adored. Well, we served the Lord there for some further two years, and then he spoke to us in various ways about the need of those who had never heard the gospel. And thinking of some place, wondering where the Lord would have us go, we consulted the Protector of Aborigines in Brisbane, and it was mentioned that there was no one working among the people at Burketown in the Gulf of Carpentaria. Well, Burketown in the Gulf of Carpentaria, that was just about the end of the world. However, the Lord continued to speak to us of this place, and we believed he would have us go there, as they were people who were in great need. So we began to make preparations to leave Mitchell. However, the Lord kept us there until August of that year, and then we made our way gradually, going up through different stations who were made very welcome at Bogarilla and Babalura on the way to Tambo. From there we went up through Blackall,